Love Line, coast to coast.
It is Love Line. I'm Adam Carolla. That is Dr. Drew over there. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Fax number. We don't get any faxes.
310-854-4455.
There's no paper in the fax machine. Am I right, Anderson? And it's been that way for several months now?
They don't make that paper anymore.
Thank you. Oh, they don't? Are you serious?
Oh. No.
Yes, he's yes. Very serious.
Oh, no wonder. They at least they have an excuse.
They don't make that tractor paper anymore that the Westwood 2 fax machine uses? Interesting. Boy, I'll tell you, you know, it never gets old making fun of the dump known as Westwood 2 and the antiquated technology
just
here.
Just because the technological instruments are so old, they don't
stop making the goddamn paper for the fax machine that they have here. Oh, that's what I love about this dump. But one thing that does bring me joy is Ron Lester, who is our guest tonight. Ron, you know, from popular WB's. WB Friday nights. Ron, probably a lot of you know from Varsity Blues. Played Bubba.
Billy Bob.
Well, I called him Bubba because
he's a sexy porn star.
I don't know what the F I'm talking about. But Ron is a guy that we met a few years ago, and he's really one of the most likable guys you're ever going to want to meet. He was struggling with his weight on and off his whole career, and finally is sliding down the skinny side of the mountain.
Hell yeah, 165 pounds, man. Yeah,
well, what? He lost. That's what he lost.
That's Ron, that's what I've lost.
Ron Jr. just lost a, lost right. a person.
I lost. I did.
What were you at your peak?
Well, you remember my birthday party in August? I was 500.
Really? Even five?
Yeah, that was nice. That was being nice about it.
Could have been 515, 520.
Yeah, I'd say probably 5'7 max.
And how tall are you?
5'11.
So that was that's a big dude.
That was huge.
But, I mean, you're a big bone guy anyway.
Dude, I had to buy the Expedition because of the fact it was the only car I could fit in, you know? And I told Drew a while ago when we pulled up the parking lot, I said, dude, you understand, I just got in driving an SLK Mercedes compressor. You know, it's like the smallest convertible car you can get in. You know, I'm like going, I can fit in this without butter.
You know? Right. You know, the thing, as I was thinking about, because Ron is really excited. I mean, Ron had some surgery. Ron has been doing his diet. I guess Ron has been eating and exercising right and all that kind of stuff. And he's lost a ton of weight. And he's been reborn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I mean, look at Ron's enthusiasm for life.
Yeah.
He gets to go clothes shopping. It's a big deal.
Hey, he gets to breathe. It's a big deal.
He gets to breathe. It's a big deal.
Hey, you know what I found out? Clothes cost less when they're smaller.
Yeah.
True?
Yeah,
less
dude.
Material and less Indonesian workers.
Yeah.
Who go to work right. on those things. Also, but, you know, women gets to gets to have sex with women now.
One
woman.
No, two chicks in the same bed. Don't, dude. That's like from the old. Oh.
That's the old Ron.
That's the old Ron.
That was the part he lost on the.
The old me the died.
That's right.
You know.
So yeah, girlfriend now.
I got a girlfriend, and it's at the level that I love her so much that we don't talk about our personal life.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
With each other.
Right.
Yeah.
No.
They have no conversation.
Personal. It's nice. What, Adam,
it's
that's
like being married.
That's the relationship you should have, Adam.
That's what I'd
we
like.
Don't talk about anything.
Nope. All right. So anything other than popular you want to plug tonight? By
yeah. I just finished doing a couple movies, actually. I played John Voight's son in a new movie called Unleashed.
Mm-hmm.
Just wrapped that up. And another movie for Columbia called Not a Teen Movie, which is like a spoof, like, you know, Scary Movie was.
Same right. Same people?
Not same people, but same style movie. And the best part is that it was so weird because it was and me being me.
Right.
And having the job like Varsity Blues that basically put me on the totem pole and launched my career and stuff. It was so ironic because I actually weighed less than I did when I did Varsity Blues.
Yeah.
Okay, Varsity Blues, I was right. actually like I was about 420, 430.
Right.
And this role came around named Reggie Ray, who is Billy Bob. It was a, you know, the spoof right. character, number 69, pet pig, the whole deal.
Right.
But I saw it as a chance for me to kind of like say goodbye to the character that I had
right.
that got me there, you know, because yeah. now I'm hoping this is like my last fat guy role. You know? I mean, I estimate the way I'm dropping weight and the way I'm going right now, I'll probably be about 210 to 220 within the year. Within a year, I should say.
Wow.
But the thing is that, like, Drew Carey's like, what, like 210, 200? Okay, and he's still considered the fat guy, so it's not like I'm going to lose the rolls. I'll just live long enough to enjoy them.
Spend your fat guy roll money.
You know what I'm saying, baby? It's a fat roll for a fat guy.
You know? Yeah. You, at 5'11", you could be 245 and still clean up in the fat guy roll department.
Dude, I'll be 210 and clean up in the fat guy department.
You know, I was thinking the other night about Ron, and I was thinking, you know, for a guy 400 or 500 pounds, not bad looking guy. I thought about what I look like. Yeah, I weigh 185.
10 pounds usually. Heavier? You're disgusting.
I'm at 200. I look. You might put a bullet at me.
Yeah. I don't know, dude. Like you're a pretty sexy guy, and I don't mean that.
Easy, please. this new Ron is scaring me. Really.
I would not make a good fat man.
No.
You know what I would be?
Oh my God! Oh, the humanity! Imagine,
dude.
No, we'd all be sort of.
This would be Adam. Adam coming out of the bathroom. I can't wipe my ass. Oh, come help me.
Yes. So. There would be no the ass factor would be. No. Think about that.
I would be all ass and chin. And I already have difficulty with sweating. Oh. At 185 pounds, I sweat like a 300-pound Black Baptist minister. You know what I mean?
Yes, I know.
Imagine me 300-400 pounds.
I just kind of sweat coming off of
me.
You and the shag carpet there. Imagine 300.
Well, now the
pounds
you're talking about the ass hair.
Yes.
Yeah, but that wouldn't increase. That would thin out as it got
not
wider.
Not necessarily. That's not really the way it works.
That's not the way it works.
No, it'd still be trying to find Santa Claus's mouth.
Would it? Would it really? Would it really? You think more hair would grow?
Oh, and there's more folds and stuff. Like, think about
all
it.
All right, shut up, Drew. How dare you, as a doctor, attack my physical being, Tammy?
Yeah.
You're 28.
Yeah, I just want to say I love you guys. You're great. But Adam, you sound a little stressed out.
Yeah, listen to him tonight.
Just the past couple nights. Do you need to talk? Something bothering you?
No. You have not been going to your therapist, have you?
Oh my God. Is this an intervention or a roast? Which is it, you son of a bitch?
Miss Corolla, please come on in here.
Please.
There you go. Pops Corolla.
Jesus Christ.
Look, you have not been seeing your therapist.
First off, it's how much hair would be on my ass if I was 400 pounds, and now it's awful, straight to the therapist.
I got
to
tell you something. I don't know. Did I tell y'all this last time? I had a new theory for farts.
Good, this is what I want to hear.
No, I'm serious. A new theory. Because think about this. Okay, I realized when I was huge,
right?
Okay, and I could barely fit in those plane seats. By the way, God, dude, I love airlines now. I can buckle the belt and all that stuff, and actually use that little closet they call bathroom. Right. But you sit there, man, and you could fart on the plane, and it doesn't go anywhere. It just stays right there.
If you're that big.
Well, I'm just because the air is compressed. But the thing is,
you're just enveloping,
because you're bigger, that air has to escape, right? So it's got to build up momentum, get through those cheeks, and that's why it sounds so damn loud. The bigger the person, the louder the fart.
Well, everything that comes out of a big guy is loud. Snoring is loud on a big guy.
No, I know, but
that's the transabdominal pressure. The pressure puts.
But my theory is, and that this is my proof. This is my proof. If you think about a cat has no ass. You never hear a cat fart. It's always because there's nothing to go against.
Right. Oh, it's got no cheek.
See,
no cheek.
Nothing to vibrate.
Interesting.
Nothing to vibrate. Okay, listen, Tammy.
If I didn't get that out, it was going
to
hurt.
What are we going to do with Adam here?
I don't know. He needs to take a big, huge chill pill, I think.
He needs to see his therapist.
Yeah.
You do need to see your therapist. Yeah, it's been like 3 months. Two months.
Are you crying?
Am I crying?
No. Adam's.
Adam, are you crying?
Yeah, that hurt.
I
got a pill for you, honey. It's 5.5 inches, and it smells funny.
Only five. Okay.
Maybe
hung
six.
Like a tuna can.
Six.
All right. Well, you guys have a nice night.
Thanks, all right.
Okay. Bye.
God bless you. Jesus, Drew. Do we have to start with that call?
Chill pill.
Andy?
Yeah.
You're 28?
Yeah.
What's up?
Hey, thanks for taking my call. Hey, guys, I'm married. I'm 28 years old, and I have an erection all the time. I mean, not all the time, but like the middle of the day, I'll get an erection for no reason at all.
Have you always had this problem?
You know, I think I have. I mean, when I look back, I think, you know, I remember it in high school. I remember.
Why are you suddenly noticing it now?
Well, I'm not suddenly noticing it. I just think it's kind of weird, you know.
Well, he figured he'd grow out of it, and he hasn't grown out of it.
Is that it?
Well, I mean, yeah, and I mean, I'm married, and sometimes it's just, it's embarrassing.
How often are you with your wife?
You mean sexually?
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, you know, 3 times a week, probably. Well, 2 or 3 times a week.
Well, why is it embarrassing? Do people notice?
Oh, I mean, it'll be, yeah, people have noticed before. It'll be in a restaurant or something, or I'll be, you know.
Wait a minute. You're sitting down in a restaurant?
What are you wearing?
What are you, John Holmes?
a dress?
Graduation robe or something?
No. I mean, I'll not sitting down at a restaurant, but like, you know, when we get up to leave a restaurant or something, and people actually have noticed it before.
And what did they say to you?
Well, actually, it was just about a week ago. I was out to eat with my wife and another couple friend of ours, and we're pretty close. I stood up from the table, and it was obvious that I had an erection. And they sort of laughed at it, and this buddy of mine thought it was pretty funny, you know, and pointed out to his wife, and it just made me feel stupid.
Mm-hmm. Are you on a medication?
No.
Is there?
I mean, like allergy medicine, but
all right.
Like what?
Allegra.
You got to wear jeans, right? Do you wear jeans?
I do wear jeans from time.
You have to wear jeans all the time, and let me tell you how to kill a boner. All right.
Oh, I've got every. I know how to kill a boner.
How do you do it?
Pinch the top of it.
Really?
Yeah, what? How do you do that if you're out in a restaurant, though?
How do you pinch the top of it?
I mean, if I'm under the table, yeah.
Really? That does it?
This is back to that.
It out and slide it up against your belly. That slows it down.
I'm pretty big. And, you know, ever since I was a kid, I've always dressed down, you know? So.
What do you mean dressed down?
Like sweats and t-shirts, things like that.
What's that have to do with being big? Big in your size, your stature, or your penis?
My penis.
I'm a big boy.
Okay, this is back to our Sunday night show.
Right,
genital, what was it? Mutilation, genital.
Hold on a second. Wait a minute. I'm getting the show back on track. You're a large fella.
No.
You're medium-sized fella with a large penis.
There you go.
Right. Okay, but what does dressing down have to do with this? Dressing down meaning your penis face down? Hold on. Because Drew...
Thanks for getting control of the show, Adam.
Thanks. Taylor will ask you how you dress.
Which way do you dress?
Which means what side of your pants does your penis go on?
You don't dress... It's all... I don't know anyone that dresses up. How exactly would you do that?
I don't think he meant that dress.
No, he means dressing less formally.
Right. Andy?
No, I don't mean dressing less formal, as opposed to formal. No, I mean my penis, you know, is generally to the right. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but you said down.
Yeah, in college, everyone said that I was the only guy in college with camel toe.
Hold on, but Andy, I still got to get to the bottom of this. When you said you dress down,
yeah,
what did you mean by that?
I mean, like my penis. Sometimes I wear it actually between my legs.
Between your legs.
Oh, God.
Tucked between your legs.
Yeah.
So you have a large penis, you get erections all the time, and when you stand up, you knock things off the Denny's table. That's basically what happens. Right?
No.
All right. Well, listen, wear jeans, think about Vietnam, and I'm telling you, take that penis and slide it up against your belly, get it going the other direction.
You'll lose the erection. Might come out the top of the pants.
Well, it's a risk we'll have to take.
There should be you like a tie.
I really don't know what his question was exactly.
That was the I've got a big penis call.
It was. Yeah, that's what that was.
That was an ego builder.
Yeah.
And by the way, I dress down. I want to strangle these callers. Jake?
Yo.
You're 24. What's up?
Ron, Adam, Drew. Okay, my question. My sister, she works as a physical therapist assistant at a hospital in Toronto. I found out the other night that she contracted hepatitis C.
Okay.
Wow. I just wanted to know what is that going to mean?
Well, like, it means she needs to be treated for it if it becomes chronic, which it does more than half the time.
Shouldn't she have been vaccinated for that?
No, there's no vaccine for hepatitis.
Oh, there isn't for that one?
Not for C, no.
What is there, A and B?
B.
What's the difference between those?
They're just different viruses, and they cause different illnesses. C is one of the ones that's most common to cause chronic hepatitis.
Will she need a special diet?
No. She'll need take something called interferon and probably some ribavirin with that. Need to take that for about 6 months or so, and it has about a half... 50% chance of curing it. The damage caused to the liver is actually caused by the persistent infection of the virus. Unlike hepatitis B, where it's sort of an immune reaction caused by the virus, the hepatitis C virus continues to do its damage in the liver, and it's got to be eradicated. It can be eradicated these days, so it's something that should be, has a good chance of being curable.
Wait, is there an A?
There's an A, a B, a C, and a D, and an E, actually.
Well, there's all kinds. There's sort of non-A, non-B, and
all right.
That's a grab bag. By
vaccination
the
for B and not for A? Or
yes,
for
A,
no,
A and B.
All right.
Okay, and if she has, I heard she has it for her whole life, possibly.
Better than...
most likely.
Yeah, better than 50% chance of that.
And if she has children, will she pass it on through to them?
I don't know, but it's called the vertical transmission. I don't think it's transmitted that
way.
Hold on
a second. Ron's driving me nuts. Ron, what are you doing with my...
Dude, it's on your sleeve. It's driving me nuts.
What's on my sleeve?
You got a price tag, man.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
He's only been wearing that coat for 3 months, Ron. Relax.
All right. I'm motioning, too. I'm trying to be quiet over here, and he's...
I keep pointing at my wrist. I didn't know what he wanted.
I'll talk to my caller again, please.
You told him what you needed to tell him. It's about his sister.
All right, the point is
she's
needs
a health care person.
She needs
She'll
to see a hepatologist. She needs to get treatment. There's a good chance of cure.
Taya?
Hi.
Hey, you're 14. What's up?
I just wanted to tell Ron that I'm in love with you and you're so cute.
Oh, thanks.
I can also leave him on the radio.
You watch Popular?
Yeah, I watch it every Friday.
Good times.
Yeah, I love you, Ron, and I want to meet you so bad, and oh my gosh.
Well, I love you.
I love you so much.
I'm glad you got through and talked to me.
I know. I'm so happy.
Hi, I make the trek down here every night from where you are. Why don't you come down and meet Ron?
You're out in Pasadena?
Oh, my gosh, yes.
Yeah, but how are you going to get down here? 14.
But Drew,
are you still doing your show?
What
show?
Are you this one? The website thing.
Oh, no, not doing those now.
Oh, I knew that. Yeah. I never got my Drew condoms, by the way. I'm very upset about
really?
That.
Really?
Yeah.
All right, hold on. we're all over the map tonight. Taya?
Yeah?
Ron loves you.
Oh,
if you can get here from Pasadena before 12 o'clock, Ron will
meet you.
Give you a kiss on the hand.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
I'll give her a kiss on the cheek.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh. I love you, Ron.
I love you.
Right. Where in Pasadena do you live?
I don't know.
You don't?
Approximately where do you
live? What?
Approximately where in Pasadena do you live? You.
I don't know.
You don't know where you live?
Okay. She's either full of crap or she doesn't want to say. It's not that she doesn't know where she lives.
I'm just intrigued by that answer. Well, I got to know what she meant.
All right.
Crossroads Hill.
Okay, where?
Fine. Hill and what?
Hill and mountain.
All right. Come on down. Get on the 134 there and cruise out.
Okay.
We'll wait here if you want to.
All right.
Cool.
Oh, my gosh. I love you.
I'll be here.
All right, Taya.
Bye.
Good
Bye.
Times, baby. She'll never get here. Mm-hmm. Liz? She's 14. How's she going to get here?
Mom!
Liz, you're 17. What's up?
Hi. I wanted to ask, because I was on the pill before, but it didn't, I don't know, I just didn't like it because I think I was gaining weight.
Which pill?
Ortho-tricycline.
Okay.
So I wanted to know if the Proprevertia, if it actually works as well.
Yes, it does. Just as effective.
So there's, like, no difference between it?
Yeah, there's a lot of difference. A difference in terms of side effect profile and difference in that you only have to take a shot every 3 months. And it's
how
very
about
effective.
Efficacy?
Efficacy,
no difference?
No difference with efficacy.
Exactly the same.
Exactly the same. And the
different side effects?
Well, it's different in different people. And the Depo-Provera, the main thing people complain about is uterine bleeding. You get a lot of, your menstrual bleeding goes on for, like, 3 months. And then the next time you take the shot, you get, like, no bleeding from then on.
Well, that's good.
People complain about irritability, depression, decreased sex drive, headaches.
That's being a woman.
It is hard to distinguish it from a placebo, but...
Yeah, you really don't know with women. All bets are off. Liz, how about you? You have a boyfriend?
Yeah.
No. Oh, I just belched up some garlic.
Oh, my God.
Jesus, dude.
Oh, please.
I mean, that's a foul.
Listen.
I stopped it. I didn't get the K out.
Stop the theatrics, you two. I just made some fresh garlic tonight.
Yeah,
that's all.
Yeah, you did. It's still growing.
Hey, Liz.
Yeah.
You're lucky not in here.
Indeed.
I just hacked up some garlic. All right, so you have a boyfriend?
Yes.
And you're having regular sex. You want to be protected.
Right.
Very good. All right, so get that Depo shot.
Okay, and actually, since I got through to you guys, I actually had another question that I tried to call.
Very quick. What's up? What's up?
One time he actually started bleeding from the tip of his penis.
Yeah.
And he said that it just, like, the skin got pulled back and that it, I guess it just made a scratch, but I didn't think that was, like...
Yeah? What do you think?
I told him to get checked out, but he goes, oh, it was nothing. He just made it into, like, nothing.
Well, it may have been nothing. Was he uncircumcised?
Yeah, he's not.
Yeah, uncircumcised guys tear and rip a little bit sometimes. I don't think she knew where the blood was coming from. So
yeah,
maybe the
he wasn't really comfortable talking with me about
so maybe the you know maybe yeah. the skin over the head of the penis tear a little bit.
Yeah.
That happens.
It's not a venereal disease or anything.
No.
Okay, so it's fine?
Yeah. I mean, you may have AIDS, but
yeah, that's fine.
That would be painful.
No, the fact he was a virgin, I don't think so.
All right. Well, some guys are born with it, but no, you're fine, baby.
Making me feel so.
No, baby, right. I'm just kidding. I just want you to join my painful world.
Thank that's God you're taking contraception. That's all.
All right.
Okay,
he's fine. Yeah, good luck to you and his penis and your vagina. May you live happily ever after as one.
Thanks.
All right, baby.
Bye-bye.
Take care of yourself. All right, we will take ourselves a little break. Ron Lester's a guest tonight from Popular. Also got a few movies coming out. We'll talk to him about that and talk to you about your ass after this.
Loveline, 1-800-LOVE-191. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Nev Campbell, and you're listening to Loveline with Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew.
Yeah. Well, here we are, back with a little more Loveline. Ron Lester's our guest tonight from Popular. WB Friday nights, 9 o'clock. And Ron's got himself a picture of him and his beautiful girlfriend.
Ow!
Oh, that's nice.
No.
Bethany.
Where'd you meet her?
I met her at the Palace.
Oh, really?
The 18 Up Club, yeah.
did she recognize you? She knew
no,
who you were?
No, she knew.
Nothing.
Was she over 18?
Yeah, she's 20.
Oh, okay.
She's 20.
Oh, she had to know who you are.
No, she didn't. Her roommate, Rachel, was going nuts, and they were at the club, and they saw me. And
or her roommate knew who you were.
Yeah, her roommate knew who I was.
Even better.
But she didn't know, and she was at Chapman University, and taking broadcast journalism down here, and I don't know. I met her, and I looked right in her eyes, and that was it, dude.
It was love, huh?
Yeah, total.
That's nice. How long have you been together?
I met her the first weekend of February.
Do you now you got a lot of love to give?
Uh-huh.
I'm guessing you had some love saved up.
Yeah. Well, you know, I mean, I've had like the nasty girlfriends and the bad relationships and stuff like that, but I've never had anybody I wanted to cater to before, and this girl definitely is. I definitely see some kind of future.
What's the most romantic thing you've done so far?
Get two chicks in the same
room. Oh, yeah. Two chicks. Nice.
Dude, quit playing that. With her, actually, our first official date was Valentine's.
Uh-huh.
And she lives down in Orange at Chapman University. I've never been down to Orange before, so I had no idea
where
how
from?
Far. Well, I live in Tarzana.
But where are you from originally?
From Georgia.
Yeah.
You know, so I had no idea where Orange was, right? So I'm like,
it's God's country down there.
I'll pick you up at 7. Dude, I left my house at like 5:30. Dude, 3 hours later, I'm picking her up. I'm like stressed. I was like, if I had a gun, I would have shot somebody. I got in the carpool lane by myself, dude, to get halfway down there.
Well, hold on, though.
It's during rush hour.
At 450 pounds, I think they'll let you in the diamond lane, won't they? It's a mass thing. It's not it's not bodies. They don't count fingers. They go by combined weight.
So, but no, we were down here, and I picked her up, and as soon as I saw her, just like everything was just made right, and I took her to, because I know the staff and the management up at Yamashiro's.
TGI Fridays?
Yamashiro's.
Because that's a class.
So
move.
She studies Japanese, so I figured that'd be a good place to take her there.
Hold on. So you, the Yamashiro's up here in Hollywood?
Yeah.
So you went all the way out to Orange?
From
and
Orange
turn around and went
back to Yamashiro's, baby.
And then back to Orange?
Nope. Then we went back to my house.
Yeah,
and
nice.
Nope.
Smart, though.
No.
Smart.
Yes. I was
marooned up here.
Yeah, had a little too much shocky. Can't make it back to Orange.
Nah, it was the, we were having those zombies.
Right.
Woo! No, but
Then back to your pad.
Went back to my place, and on the way back, I called my roommate, and I said, hey, you know, Denzel, man, you got to get all the candles lit and stuff. I just said, make it happen. And he knew exactly what it meant. I had a mink bedspread on the bed, and
this was date one.
This is the official date.
Mink bedspread?
I bought a mink bedspread, man. Leave it alone. Let it go. All right.
God,
so anyway.
Blast, Drew.
Again, I'm thinking what
leftover
you wish
from
that.
The bad days. Okay, right. But anyway, so it was really I had all sexy and I had because I only gave her like one white flower, one white rose, and right. Had a ball of Dom. Nice. Next to the bed, and the candles lit, and the tiki torches on my private porch done, and it was really cool. And we did, and it was just absolutely nothing. All we did was just sit there and talk, and it was just like for me, it was the most real moment I've ever had with someone that I cared about.
That is nice.
So, and it's been that way ever since, dude. I mean, I constantly
bang the bejesus out of her. Now.
No way, dude.
No sex on the first
night.
Nope.
No, her dad's a minister, dude, so it doesn't happen.
Well.
Ronnie's being good.
That can go either way.
No. Ronnie's being good, dude.
You know the part I'm most fascinated by is the call to the roommate who you let the code word fly to and who immediately snaps into action. Any roommate I ever had, I'd have been like...
Denzel Washington.
Yeah. If I would have called any roommate I've ever had over the years and been like, hey, Ralph, got a date. He'd be like, yay, why don't you have her blow me when she's done with you? I mean, there's no way any roommate of mine would have flown off the sofa and put the pan together. Well, lit the tiki torches.
Yep.
Spread out the mink comforter.
Dude, my roommates were super cool. I'm very fortunate to have friends that way I have, you know, right. And be experiencing life the way it is, you know.
Wow. Yeah, that's Ron, really. New lease on life.
Oh, yeah, dude.
It was nice for the first 10 minutes. I'm going to kill a guy now. Kathy?
Yes.
You're 39.
39.
What's up?
Well, I'm married, and I'm in love with another guy, mm-hmm. and we're both addicted to drugs.
Mm. You and the other guy, or you and the husband?
Or all three of you?
The other guy. No, my husband, he's drug-free.
He is.
What drug are you addicted to?
I'm addicted to hydrocodone.
Opiates.
Uh-huh.
So, really, we don't know what's going on here. I mean, this could all be your addiction. You got to get treatment. Do you have kids?
No.
With your husband? Do you want that relationship to go on, your relationship with your husband?
Well, no, we don't get along. He's very controlling.
Mm-hmm.
We lived together for 10 years, and then we split up. He was really mentally abusive to me.
Mm, just like Dad used to be for you?
Well, Dad was an alcoholic.
Mm-hmm. And
I
he
took
wasn't,
care of him.
He wasn't very abusive when he drank?
Well, yeah, sort of.
All right, so you don't have any kids, huh?
No, I was pregnant last August mm-hmm. by the guy that I'm in love with.
Mm-hmm.
And he just totally turned his back on me. He went to, they're both Mexicans. And the guy that I was in love with, he said that his mom was sick and he had to go to Mexico and he got into a bunch of trouble and
he does drugs.
All right, Kathy, this is all total BS.
Hold on, this guy sounds like a dynamite individual.
No, not that you're lying. Not this. All this is all about your addiction. You need to get that taken care of. When you wake up from this addictive disease, you're going to look at these guys and want nothing to do with them.
Even the Mexican guy who dumped her?
Both of them.
I don't love my husband.
I understand, but you have a serious...
The reason that I married him...
No, Kathy.
It was like a last
Kathy,
desperate attempt.
Kathy,
oh, boy. Hey, Kathy.
Yes?
We don't care about your husband.
Yeah, doesn't,
really
these relationships are distractions. They're not what's really going on with you. You've got to get your addiction treated.
Well,
it is the key issue here.
That's the main reason that I called.
All right. There's lots of good programs. Where in Georgia are you?
Cedartown. It's about 60 miles northwest of
Atlanta.
As a matter of fact, your guest is named Ron.
Yeah.
I'd like to ask him if he ever went to Cobb High.
I actually went to North Cobb High School.
Yeah. My brother-in-law was a school teacher over there. He told me that he taught you.
Who is your brother-in-law?
Cliff Biggers. Mr. Biggers.
Oh, my God! Are you kidding me?
No.
No, you guys, y'all understand.
You know this
That's
guy?
Gotta be
just
weird.
Not to take away from your situation here, because I think this is a very important thing that you need to talk to Drew about, but I got to tell you, oh, my God. Dude, I was the kid in school that when they said I need to take a foreign language to get into college, I was like going, huh, I can't pass English, and you want me to take another language? You know.
In Georgia, isn't a foreign language just English?
English, yeah.
Right? Should give you English and give me credit for
this
that?
This guy, he did mass media, and it was the only thing other than art and photography and stuff like that, I was interested in.
Adam must be like one of your ceramics teachers coming through.
Yeah.
I mean, we used to make bongs, right?
I called them vases. How dare you?
Yeah, he's a real jerk. I hate him.
Oh, Cliff is? Oh, yeah, he's an ass.
Really?
He really is, dude.
But you were saying...
No, it was so funny.
You were about to say you liked him.
No. I was going to be polite, but...
You liked him.
Now that I know she didn't like him, I don't care. But no, it was one of those things of... this teacher was the only teacher who was really on my side at the time. Yeah. And, most kids have, like, teacher-parent conference meetings, you know, once a year. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. I was so bad, I had them, like, 2 to 3 times a year. Because I was always in trouble for something, and I never knew why. But Cliff was like, you know, Ron's really good with this. You know, I was the student for once in this guy's class, in a classroom where if another student didn't get it, I was the kid that the teacher would say, Ron, explain it to him.
Wow.
You know, like, you know how you have those smart girls in math or whatever. That's the only thing I really got. Anyway, I filled the guy's class like 3 times on purpose. You know, because you can only take it once. Anyway.
Well, did like this guy or did you like him?
Well, that's what I'm going to tell you. When I graduated, there was a big hoopla, dude. I mean, like, the Cobb County School Board went nuts because I finally got out. And the reason they went stupid on us is because, in fact, when I graduated, there's like 700-something kids in my graduating class. We're in this big auditorium. And, you know, this person walks across. Yeah, okay, yeah, they're getting a diploma, right? As soon as they hand me that diploma, they go, Ronald Leonard Pierce Lester. Pow! The entire place stood up and gave me a stand ovation. It pissed them off so bad because it interrupted the ceremony, right? Like, my mom went up and saw Miss McLeod nearby, and she went to Miss McLeod, and who was one of our assistant principals, and she just wanted to go.
McLeod, I know her work.
She just wanted to go up and say, you know, my mom went up to her, you know, because my mom, everybody loves my mom. There's not one person who would sit here and have anything to say about my mom that's bad.
I'm sort of Luke on your mom. I got to be honest. She's a nice.
I would want to call you daddy. I would love to call you. I should hook you up, my mom. Dude, that's it.
Wait a minute. Hold on a second. Because
wait. I'm getting to the story.
In outer space.
I'm getting to the end of this. I promise.
All right.
That's a catch-up thing, dude. I ain't talked about this in years. Anyway, so so we're sitting there, and Miss McLeod, when my mom stuck out her hand and said, thank you very much for helping Ron get through these years, turned up her nose and walked off. Well, that pissed me off. You don't stuff my mom, dude. Next thing you know, I found out that he was talking bad about me, like, and this is like the one teacher who was on my side. So I went back to talk to him, and dude, the guy like totally just like walked right by me. The guy is a dick.
Anyway.
I
feel like it's an insane clown posse is in here tonight.
Yeah, like Ron Lester ate the insane clown posse, and they're all channeling.
Yeah. Dude, I let him go.
You are an asshole.
All right, so Kathy.
All right, Kathy.
Make you feel better. He had a heart attack.
That does not make me feel better. No, wait. Now let me just say this. Oh. I am the now that bothers me. You should never say something like that.
All right.
I'm very
he's pro life.
I am. I love people, right. And when someone. It's one thing to talk bad about someone. It's another one to say,
wish them ill.
You know, wish them ill. Right. That's wrong.
Kathy.
And you just lost my respect.
Kathy.
Heart attack. Yeah. Yes.
You got to find a treatment program. There are lots of them in the Atlanta area.
You need it off damn drugs because it's making your brain think that that's a cool thing to do.
That's right. You got to go inpatient. You got to spend at least a couple weeks there, and you got to get focused on you. And your addiction. These guys, when you wake up from this, when you start improving and get your addiction under control and treated, all this is going to look ridiculous.
All right.
Can I just say one more thing? Because I dated a psycho over last summer.
Yeah, but that's what she
says. I swear to God, she had papers. She was certifiable, for real.
All right.
Okay, and I didn't know this, obviously.
Right.
Held out, announced to me. Some guys... I think when women start complaining about, the guy started turning on me or wasn't no longer, you're doing drugs.
Yeah.
Okay? There's a reason why he went nutty is because you made him.
Well, and...
Unless he was like, you know, already that way there and you just pushed him over the edge. I mean, that happens a lot.
I'm having trouble tracking
you
right now.
You don't know what reality is anyway when you're high as a kite. Let me just give a quick talk to phone screener Damien. No more calls from Georgia, for Christ's sake, buddy.
Dude, y'all should know better.
Please. And,
it's Georgia!
Anyone from the Cobb community, the Cobb County, the Cobb Coroner's Office, anything with the Cobb.
Dude, you gotta understand, when you watch Cops...
Play the insane clown posse, Anderson, just so we can hear the association here, the joke.
When you play...
Hang on. Here comes. The joke.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Drew.
It's coming.
All right, thank you, Drew.
Wait, wow. No,
It's time for a break anyway. I was hoping they'd use that as a way to break.
All right, but Drew, you got to understand how many of your cues work on this show.
About 1 out of 6. But if I didn't do any, it'd be 0 out of 6.
Well, about 1 out of 10, yeah. I'd say. Ron Lester's here, the pride of Cobb County Junior College.
North Cobb.
North Cobb.
High school.
North
Cobb. Dude, I went to UT.
High school. And also Unpopular, WB.
Unpopular?
Also Unpopular, WB.
Sugar Daddy, baby.
Friday night.
Sugar Daddy, that's me.
We'll take a little break. We'll be back.
Love Line with Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew.
1-800-LOVE-191.
Oh, yeah. This is rock here. Yeah. Yeah, I like this, too. This is good there. Sum 41, everybody. That's a good riffing band. Ron Lester's our guest tonight from Popular. WB, Friday nights.
Howdy.
9 o'clock. Ron has really got himself a new lease on life. I'll tell you what. He is pumped up. I mean, Ron was in a good mood at 500 pounds, but it, but at a svelte 240, 340, he's really gone.
343 now from
343. 5. Now, how much weight since you had your surgery have you lost?
Not surgery.
Just losing weight.
No, just like trainer and things like that.
Oh, I thought you had a surgery.
No, I had the my tonsils taken out.
That was it. All right. Okay. Drew, you got to give me that look with the...
I was sitting there trying to figure out what surgery is he talking about. Oh, no, the rectal thing. No,
Eve? Eve?
Yeah?
Is she sleeping?
Oh, God.
What's up with Eve? No?
All right.
Tracy?
Yes?
You're 25. What's up?
Yeah, last weekend my husband decided to stop drinking, and he's going to AA now.
Right.
Yeah. And I'm just curious if I should not drink around him. I don't have a problem with drinking, but I do like to go out every once in a while and have a drink.
Well, if you want to support him, you should certainly keep the house free of alcohol.
Right. I don't have a problem with that.
If you want to drink, if you're not an alcoholic and you want to drink when you go out, it shouldn't be a problem.
Right, but he
shouldn't be going into environments where he's exposed to alcohol for at least another 6 months.
The house doesn't include the garage if it's detached, does it?
It includes the garage, but not the woodshed.
Okay.
All right. We'll put the booze out in the garage somewhere.
No. Woodshed.
Oh, woodshed. Yeah. Or just put yourself like a fifth of Myers in your tampon box or someplace he won't be rummaging around.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Yeah, support him.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing. I'm going to go to an Al-Anon meeting.
There you go. Right on. That's this will go well, Tracy.
Okay.
Don't drink. Go to Al-Anon. And he shouldn't be in environments where he's exposed to alcohol for several
Not
more months.
Not at all.
Not at all. Okay. So you really shouldn't be in areas where you're likely to be drinking with him either.
Be supportive when he has like the really hard days and, you know, he's a little stressed.
Tell him to call a sponsor. You call your sponsor. You guys go to meetings.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you very much.
Good times, baby. Let's talk to Danny, who's 13. Danny?
Yeah.
What's up?
Yeah, I have ADD and OCD, and I was wondering if that's going to affect my sex drive.
Having those two problems?
Because I have three medications.
What medications?
I have Ritalin, Luvox, and Tenex.
Have you noticed it affecting your sex drive?
Well, I noticed I haven't like hit puberty yet.
So you really don't have a big sex drive yet. Luvox is the one that might do it. But, again, it remains to be seen.
Lou Vox was the name I won under when I used to work for that FM station out in Tampa.
I thought it was your boxing name.
Lou Vox?
Yeah.
No, Vox was like a German for, voice or something like that. That's why it was funny.
Yeah, I just want to say, Adam, I watch Man Show a lot. I'm a really big fan. You guys kick ass.
Thanks, Danny.
Yeah.
And good luck with the penis later on in life.
You're going to be shocked to know, Adam. I think Ron, judging by the way he was fidgeting around there, that he had ADD. Can you imagine that?
Shocking.
I actually took Ritalin, too.
You did?
Yeah.
Growing up?
Why'd you stop?
Because my mom didn't like what it did to me. Hmm. I mean, I went from, like, climbing the walls to sitting on the floor, you know? Like, I went from one extreme to the other. And my mom took me off of it. Now I'm the wonderful person I am today.
Yeah. You got any Ritalin in the coffee?
in the coffee.
Hey, you make fun of it, dude, but I'm going to tell you, we were talking about this a while ago, and I thought you were fixing to go there, but I tell you, as far as energy level goes, it's all new. I mean, I average about 5 hours a night in sleep.
Really?
I, my mind, I can't stop.
Dude. Well, you used to have sleep apnea.
Yeah. Well, I used to sleep all day. Yeah. Like, when we were doing the show, if I wasn't needing on the set, I'd be in my trailer asleep.
Yeah.
If I wasn't working, I'd sleep during the day. And, I mean, yeah. I would go out and I would eat, like, you know, like, if I didn't have to work on the set, I'd go out and grab something to eat, like, at McDonald's. I'd get, like, a 2 Big Macs, Filet of Fish, Super Size Fry, and Super Size Coke.
Really?
That was, like, one meal.
Two Big Macs, Filet of Fish.
Yeah.
And Super Size Fries and Coke. Yeah.
And then I eat, and I get so full because all the blood goes to your stomach when you're trying to
digest
it. So you get tired again, so I end up sleeping it off, you know. But now it's like, you know, I eat like a bird, dude.
Really?
Like, I mean, like, seriously, I only eat like 3/4 cup of food at a time, and that's like 4 or 5 times a day.
You miss all that junk?
No, there's no way, dude. No way.
Yeah, he's trying to talk himself out of it.
No. I'm just saying, it's like, it's amazing. Like, if I sit here and I try to explain to you how food called me and how I was such a slave to it,
yeah.
Now it's not.
I'm getting hungry. Him talking about this.
Yeah, me too.
Really?
Drew, let's send out for pizza.
Del Taco over here. Would you run down there?
But no, it's just like now I get very little sleep, and I'm still full of energy during the day, and that's what you're going to go.
That's it. I'm going to lose 165 pounds. That's it. I got to get some energy. Jason?
Yeah.
You're 14?
Yeah.
What's up?
I'm dating someone. I've been dating them for about a month, and one of her friends called me up today, and we just started a conversation, and that led into a fight like it usually does. And
so her friend's not your friend?
Huh?
Her friend is not your friend.
Not really. But, so anyway.
I guess we were supposed to react to that some way.
Ooh. Oh, really? Oh, man.
So anyway, last thing she said to me was that the only reason my girlfriend was going out with me was because her friend and this friend's friend had made a $50 bet with her that she would be able to take my virginity and then just leave me, and if she won, she would not only make the $50, but they'd have to lose their virginity, too.
Did she make the $50?
I haven't lost my virginity yet.
I see.
What a bizarre...
Yeah. Dude.
Yeah, I remember what it was like being in the ninth grade, having all those chicks making bets, trying to pop your cherry. Yeah.
What a bizarre situation.
Thank God I didn't let any of them get at my penis until well out of high school. Oh, thank God. All right. And so, Jason?
Yeah.
Do you believe any of this?
I'm not really sure, because she's really close to both of these people, but
all right.
In general, she seems like a really shy, timid person.
Is her friends very vindictive?
Pardon?
Are her friends vindictive kind of girls?
What's that mean?
Like, they're out, like...
Spiteful?
Very spiteful, very, you know, they'll hurt you no matter what.
They are to one of my friends, but not to me.
Okay, but Jason...
Mm-hmm.
Let's look at a worst case scenario here.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody gets paid $50 for jumping on top of you.
Mm-hmm.
I'd brag about that, bro.
How bad a gig is that?
Get
for
a T-shirt.
Penis?
Someone paid for me. That's what it should say.
Yeah. Why? Yeah. Listen, women don't do this, especially ninth graders. Mm. They don't have it in them.
Mm-hmm.
They just don't. So, Jason,
mm-hmm.
You're fine. Don't get her pregnant.
Relax.
Yeah, don't freak out on her. Just relax. I don't know what else to say.
Talk to your girlfriend. Be honest. Get her to be honest. Just talk to her. Don't get these friends involved.
No, I'm serious. Make her earn it. Say, you know, if she's really serious and she wants to take your virginity, man, make her earn it. Make her take you to dinner. Make her do all the, you know, the little bubble baths and all that kind
of
stuff.
Speaking of the bubble bath, Bethany.
Hi.
Oh, this is God.
This is Ron's girlfriend.
How you doing?
Good.
Mink, I gotta go.
Mink comforter, huh?
Mink comforter. We just want to know Bethany's.
I actually just wanted to call the mink comforter on.
Whoa, Bethany, hold on here.
Minister's daughter with the S word flying out.
Wow, on the radio.
All right. Go ahead there, baby.
What?
Now, please, no more swearing on the air.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's all right. Go ahead.
I love you.
I just wanted to call and say hi.
Oh, he's...
And make sure that you give your friend in Pasadena a big kiss on the cheek.
Oh, and now listen, Bethany.
Yeah. I'm just kidding.
Guys, y'all got to tell her. Seriously, yeah. Tell her what I've told you guys.
Bethany?
You've been listening to him, right?
Pardon?
You've been listening tonight, right?
Uh-huh, yeah.
All right, so you heard how...
I'm stuck stuck in traffic driving back from this church thing in Long Beach, and so we had nothing better to do. I'm just kidding.
Ron, what do you want?
I have photos of you and me on the red carpet at the Movie Line
that
Young Hollywood
a little
premiere.
Ball buster.
Oh, gosh.
Huh?
And yeah. I was showing these guys, and I mean, y'all guys really understand. Yeah, love her so much.
He's been bragging about you nonstop. He masturbated twice to you. I mean, it's really a show of affection.
A little embarrassing.
We're not actually on air right now, are we?
Yes, we are.
Okay, I gotta go.
All right, thanks for calling in.
Love you.
No problem.
All right.
Bye.
Say hey.
Yeah. Oh, no, she doesn't even say it back, dude.
Tell Ron you love him, for Christ's sake.
I love you.
I love you, baby.
Right. Bye.
Bye.
Bye, Bethany. Of course we're on the air. Why would I yell at her for using the S word?
No.
All right.
Oh, my God, dude. I cannot believe she even got through.
Ron is real.
Dude,
giddy.
Y'all see me?
Giddy.
I almost dumped my shorts.
Giddy.
Drew, seriously, do you have anything in the car for Ron? Any samples
I'm
of anything?
I'm going to go look. I'm going to look hard.
I don't want to kill the guy. I'm going to drop him down.
He's come back to this planet here.
All right. Well,
I can't help it. I'm like, oof. I love her so much. You understand?
Don't break her, though. She's not a threat.
I'm not.
Ron Lester. Sure, let's hit Ron cool off, all right? Ron Lester's here from...
We're taking outside. We're taking a little walk,
right? I'm breathing.
All right.
Breathing.
We're going to talk to some very, very nice people in pretty uniforms with shiny guns. Right, go get them, Drew. We'll be back after this.
Hello? Who's this?
This is Loveline.
1-800-LOVE-191. Loveline will be right back.
Hey, Love Line. I'm Adam Carolla. That's Dr. Drew. Ron Lester's our guest tonight. You know Ron from Varsity Blues and Popular. And what are the two movies coming out again?
Not Another Teen Movie. And
right.
Unleashed, where I played John Voight's son.
John Voight was a coach on Varsity Blues,
yeah,
wasn't he?
Yeah.
Was it fun working with him again?
It was awesome. It was a whole new level.
Hey, I know this sounds like so much Hollywood ass kiss, but isn't John Voight a really nice guy?
Mm. Dude, John is such the... It's like scary, because he's so zen. He's so spiritual. He's so nice. I mean, honest to God, this guy was working off of like 3 or 4 hours sleep between doing the movie and all this other stuff. He's also doing the Muhammad Ali movie.
Right.
Where he left when we were in Vancouver filming, he left immediately to go to Africa to work with that. But he's
works playing with the charities. Part of Ernie Shavers in that movie, I think.
No, he's playing Howard Cursell.
I see.
Ernie nice Shavers. Try, though. Thanks for playing.
Well, Ernie Shavers is a black heavyweight from the 70s.
I know. It was a joke.
Comedy,
it just wasn't funny. Anyway. I love you.
Go ahead. Yes, South Africa. Playing Howard Cosell?
He's playing Howard Cosell.
He does the whole Howard thing?
But he finds time to work with charities, and I mean, he's just a great mentor.
Isn't his daughter Angelina Jolie?
Yeah.
How is she so nuts? You know what I mean?
I don't think she's that nuts.
Man. Well, I think she's pretty
crazy. I think
she's
just herself.
Yeah, but herself is nuts. I mean, he seems like a really down-to-earth, nice guy. I mean, he's one of these guys. You know those people you hear bad stuff about all the time?
Yeah.
I always hear good stuff about him.
You can't find anything bad about John. John, I mean, you walk into his house, he has, like, paintings of, like, Mother Teresa, Martin Luther King, Gandhi, John and Bobby Kennedy. You know, I mean, this is his living room. I mean, the guy is just a very... He's a book of knowledge. He does nothing but read and just...
What the hell happened to that Angelina Jolie, then? He must not have been around. She must have been raised by someone else, like one of those Sheen things or something. Okay, let's talk to...
Sounds great.
Speaking of Sheen, let's talk to Charlie over here, who's 21.
Hi.
Hey.
Okay, it's kind of a messed up situation, because I've been on the pill for, like, a couple years, mm-hmm. but, you know, sometimes I miss my pills.
Right.
And so, like, the week before last, like, I missed a pill on, like, Wednesday. And sometimes, like, I'll bleed, you know, like, a little bit when I miss it. Like, I'll just spot. But, like, you know, I just quick take the pill, like, again.
Do you take two pills the next day?
Yeah.
All right.
So then, but on Thursday, I still, like, kind of spotted or whatever. And, you know, but I was back on track. Like, I had all my pills or whatever. But I woke up Friday and I was, like, feeling like I had cramps and everything. And then, like... Sure enough, like, I was still bleeding, and then I kept bleeding even though I was taking the pill. So I was just like, okay, well, maybe, you know, I'm just getting my period. I don't know. So I just stopped taking the pills. So I had my period last week, and normally, like, if I keep head kept taking them, I would have had it this week.
Okay.
So now...
So I...
What's your question?
Well, I made a mistake, and I had sex, like, an hour ago, and I guess technically...
What happened an hour ago?
Sex.
I had sex.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess since, like, last week...
Must have been really exciting to run home and call Loveline.
I realized after the fact that... Well, because, no, I was thinking, because, like, if last week was my actual period done, then I would be, like, ovulating sometime...
Right around now.
Yep. Yeah. So, I guess I was just wondering...
Morning after pill. Morning, yeah. Get it. Go yeah. Get it.
Where? And what?
Like, you just call your doctor. Call him, you know, we call Planned Parenthood. Who is prescribing your pill?
What?
Who is prescribing?
My gynecologist.
All right, well, call them and tell them you need what's called emergency contraception.
Okay.
What pill were you taking?
Estrostop.
Yeah, give them a call and see if it can get something that's specific for your emergency contraception.
How come you didn't use any protection?
Because I normally don't.
Right, but you're normally on the pill, right?
Yeah, I just didn't think about it.
All right, who's the guy?
My boyfriend.
All right. He didn't know about this, huh?
No.
Okay. All right, so you go get that morning after pill tomorrow, right?
Okay.
All right, baby.
You have days to get it. The sooner you use it, the more effective it is.
That pill is so important nowadays.
Morning after.
It's so important. I mean, I keep meeting people who, like, down it or will be saying, oh, it's wrong. You know what, though?
We're not talking about the abortion pill.
No, I know. I'm just saying.
We're talking about something that suppresses ovulation. Why would it be wrong?
No, I just, some people.
Why? Ask them.
I don't know.
Yeah, ask them. They don't know what they're talking about.
I think it's a good idea. Yeah. And I walked off. I'm just saying. I just think it's a good thing to
have. They don't know what they're talking about.
Know what I'm talking about. I just think it's a good idea.
Well, people are ignorant for the most part. And as I've said many times on this show, the people who write letters, the people who protest, the people who want to complain, they don't want any facts to get in the way of that process. People who write letters.
Right.
They're not so interested in data or facts or truth.
They just want to bitch about something.
And Drew said to me many times off the air and on the air, geez, these people that are so pro-life and so against abortion. I mean, abortion is such a horrible thing to these people that they can justify killing abortion doctors sometimes, that they look at it as murder. And if it's such a horrible thing and somebody offers an alternative that will drastically, potentially, cut down on abortions, why wouldn't you embrace this?
Exactly.
Well, the side of the people, the right-wingers, the right-to-lifers, do not embrace the morning-after pill. And the reason they don't embrace the morning-after pill is for not any logical reasons, but they cannot go on with their cry. They cannot go on with their letter writing. They cannot go on with their protesting. They're not so interested in doing away with abortion as they are interested in bitching and casting judgment and complaining. That's their number one priority, not abortion.
Remember the one we had up here from, what was the organization?
I remember you had the two women in here.
But her thing was, finally, she admitted that she wanted to get rid of all contraception.
Sure.
And then to me, that makes sense. If that's what they want to do, fine. That's their stated mission, great. I can't argue philosophically with that. I think it's a bad idea, but at least it's philosophically consistent. You attack the morning after pill, there's no difference in the morning after pill and any other pill.
Mm-mm.
They work the same.
Well, they don't want to admit it, but they're just generally freaked out, want to write letters, and want to complain. So when something comes around that makes sense, they don't embrace it, and that's why. Jonathan?
Oh.
And that's why I don't listen to anyone who writes a letter. Jonathan, you're 23.
Hi there.
Good, me neither. What's up?
I actually had a question for you.
Yeah.
Adam, it's a construction question.
All right, finally.
The door hinges on my door, when it's not closed, it just opens the door automatically.
Pops open, huh?
And I was just wondering, should I just buy new hinges or?
No, it's not the hinges.
Can you tighten them down? Or
interior door?
Interior door. I've tried tightening them down.
Yeah, so the screws are tight.
Yeah.
And it still pops open.
Yeah, really slowly.
Yeah, it's binding. I mean, whoever hung the door, when you hang a door, you're supposed to put a bevel on the strike side and the butt side.
I love this.
Butt side are where the hinges go. Strike side is where the handle goes.
Yeah.
A lot of guys cut corners and they don't bevel hinge side. They bevel the side that swings with the lock mechanism in it, because that's the side you can tell when it's not beveled. They don't do the hinges.
Now, me being a guy, I understand what you're talking about, but for those who don't, what the hell is a bevel?
A bevel, they angle it.
Dig into the wood.
Put an angle on it.
Why'd you just say that?
Bevel, I don't know. To me, bevel's a normal word. You know what bevel is.
Of course, that's why I admitted it.
Jonathan, you know what bevel is?
I know what bevel is.
See? Well, that's all I care
so
about.
So you just educated more than me.
So they weren't beveling in the hinge to the...
Right.
The door jamb or the wall?
No,
or
they weren't beveling the side of the door that took the hinges.
Could you use that in a sexual expression? Like, I got beveled?
Hmm. Yes. I was beveled in prison. and I'm not comfortable
beveled
about
at Barney's.
It. That's right. So Jonathan.
Yes.
There's a couple things you can do, because you don't want to pop the hinges out, bevel the thing, and then remortise the hinges. That's going to be a nightmare, and you're not up to it, quite frankly. let me tell you something you can do. After the hinges are tightened down and you make sure the screws are in there good like you already did,
yeah.
Take yourself like a nail or a punch or
this is what you had me do in my
or
house.
Something
it
like
worked.
That.
Yeah.
Yeah, and as you close the door, put it in the hinge right by the knuckle, right by the hinge pin, and then lean on the door and bend the hinges a little bit. That might help you out.
So put the nail inside the
hinge.
Inside the hinge like you're going to pinch it shut.
And just crunch it?
Yeah. And crunch it, yeah.
Gently, okay. Gently. Not
yeah,
nice.
Lean on
yeah,
it.
Lena.
See if that'll do it.
I'm not joking. That actually makes so much
but
sense.
You want to do it. We had a problem where the door was catching in the bottom plate.
Yeah.
And you had me do that on the top hinge, right?
Oh. No, I had you do
bottom
it.
Hinge.
I had you do it on the bottom.
Bottom hinge. Yeah.
All right.
Do both?
No, yeah, do both hinges.
Okay.
Do them both the same.
Thanks, dude.
All right. Yeah, good times.
Should do them both the same time?
Yeah, I don't know. This is a weird little problem, and it may not help, but it may.
Okay. It
also,
sense.
You can fix the latch on the thing so that it grabs when you shut it, right?
Really?
Can you do that?
Or you can put a screw. Is there a screw mechanism you can put in the...
No.
No.
Jonathan?
I mean a spring mechanism.
Doesn't the door latch when you shut it?
Yeah.
All right, so just shut it and it won't come open, right?
Well, yeah, but my cats like to come in, so I just like to, I don't know.
And it swings open. Well, part of that, I mean, listen, the house could be old.
Could be off, yeah.
It could be
haunted.
It could be out of plumb, yeah. The hinge side.
It could be haunted.
Know. And the house could be haunted or possessed. Charlene? But I would appreciate a few door-related calls throughout this evening's show. Charlene, what's up? You're 30.
I am 30.
Mm-hmm.
I've been waiting for 5 years to talk to you guys. Wow.
Mm.
And I wonder if you guys ever go back and listen to any of your old shows.
No, we don't listen to any of our shows.
We don't listen to the one we're doing now. While we're doing it,
just
we don't hear this.
When I first started listening to you guys...
We were much better.
No, oh no, not that at all. I mean, I absolutely love you guys. But it's just so funny because you guys have rubbed off on each other. I remember when I first started listening to you guys, Drew, you were a lot more conservative.
Right.
And you would just sit there and roll your eyes at Adam and just be like, oh my God. And now you're almost as bad as he is.
He's
no,
worse.
I'm not.
He's worse. Thank you.
And it's just,
I'm a rapist.
I absolutely love you guys.
There you go. You would have never raped 5 years ago.
And see what you've done to him?
That's right. Total corruption.
I absolutely
God
love
bless you, Adam.
Thank
love
you.
God
you,
bless you,
Adam. You are the man of my dreams.
Thank you.
Oh, Charlene.
Yeah.
Charlene.
I beg
yes.
your pardon.
Adam is the man of my dreams.
Oh, thank Charlene, you.
Drugs are bad, honey.
Absolutely.
And when I dream about women dreaming about me, I dream about you, Charlene.
Thank you.
Do you ever dream about me, Adam?
I dream about you dreaming about women who dream about me.
Nice.
What's up, Charlene?
My question was regarding GHB,
mm-hmm.
and you know what your view on GHB is, Dr. Drew. Whether it is you know really dangerous and really you know there's a lot of conflicting.
Yeah, the jury is really still out on it. I can only tell you that I've treated a number of people severely addicted to it.
You have.
Oh yeah. And okay. When it becomes addictive, it is nasty ass. I mean, it is bad news. And the biggest problem I have with it is that it's like, it tends to behave like sort of mixed between alcohol and a Valium-like drug in terms of how it affects people and their addiction.
Mm-hmm.
But it seems to cause a change in their personality, and they get kind of manic-depressive. They get sort of hypomanic. And I have yet to see somebody stay successfully off GHB. I've only treated 3 or 4 of these people, but they all keep going back before they ever clear. And I've seen some go 2 or 3 months without the drug, and they're still on medicine for bipolar.
When you say clear, do you mean sort of detox?
Get back to normal.
And right. These people that you've treated, I mean, are they taking like a pharmaceutical grade of GHB, or are they taking like
you know.
That take a lot.
Where do you get a pharmaceutical grade of GHB?
Well, the reason I'm asking is because I have narcolepsy, and GHB is, you know, from what I've read and what I know about it, a very effective treatment for narcolepsy.
It's an interesting treatment. I'm not sure they know it's effective yet, but
There aren't any.
There aren't.
There aren't any good treatments for narcolepsy. It's, you know, there's, I mean, like you guys were talking about sleep earlier and talking about Ritalin and everything, which was kind of ironic because I've been through that whole, you know, the whole gamut of everything that they treat it. Ritalin is a horrible, horrible drug. It's, ugh.
And what happens when you with your narcolepsy? How does it manifest?
It's inappropriate daytime sleepiness, hypersomnolence. I'm just tired all the time.
Did you drop into REM sleep? You'll be sitting there all of a sudden tired asleep?
No, I don't have cataplexy. I'm just tired all of the time. When I went into the sleep disorder clinic and I had my my sleep study, even with, you know, all the EEG attached and all that, I fell asleep in 7 minutes, and I was in REM sleep in 8 minutes.
Holy Christ.
But that's me.
Yeah,
I mean, I do that all the time.
Drew does that on the,
every night.
He does it, what, yeah, during the show.
Yeah.
You think
I'm asleep in about 2.5 minutes.
I hate you so much for that.
Let me ask you something.
Do I hate you for that?
Have you ever heard of Blue Nitro?
What?
Have you ever heard of Blue Nitro?
Yeah, I have.
It's like GHB, except it's...
Yeah,
it's
the new one.
It's the new one. It's like organic.
Yeah.
Or supposedly organic, you know.
I thought you were asking Drew if he ever went down on a wrestler when he asked him if he blew nitro.
He was an American Gladiator.
I just wonder if you heard anything about that, because my roommate was doing that for a little while.
I've heard of it and not
Denzel?
Dealt with it.
Denzel, yeah.
Yeah. I never got into any of that stuff, and I pride myself as a guy who's experimented with a few drugs.
Well, wasn't around
the GHB thing.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to come around again for my second lap of drugs.
It's like a 6-pack of beer, basically.
If
you can dose it right, but being able to dose it is almost impossible.
Right.
People go into coma.
That's why I got you, buddy.
Yeah,
you can help me dose.
Yeah.
Candyman over here, Kimberly.
Hi.
Hey, you're 20. What's up, Perky?
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Thank you for calling.
Yes, I have two suggestions and a question. My first suggestion is for women who have smell from their vagina.
Of what?
Smell
from their vagina.
Smell from the vagina.
Right.
That a lot less noticeable when you shave the hair around the vagina.
Or just wash,
but like...
Yeah, the hair.
But,
right. No, I'm with you.
Because when I don't shave my armpits, you know, when you notice you don't shave your armpits, like... It's much easier to smell. It gets in the air more easily.
No, it's true. I mean, listen, if you're smelly, like if you've been out, let's say you've been out in an environment where people have been smoking cigars and you've been drinking and you've been out, your hair smells like the environment.
Yeah.
Your nose doesn't, I don't mean the inside, but I mean your forehead doesn't smell like it. Your hair does. So it does kind of collect stuff. I know that with my sack. If the hair's off it, it don't smell so good.
And of course, that's true. However, when people complain about vaginal odor, that's not the kind of odor
they're talking about. The outside. They're talking about the inside.
Yeah, they're talking about a very different smell.
Well, yeah.
But
yeah,
it couldn't hurt.
Also, like, when, you know, during the day, you know, like, before I did that, you know, like, I would notice, like, well, I can smell myself.
All right.
So I do that. And my other suggestion, I would never wax that area. You guys said before, like, get a laser. Laser?
Yeah.
I never
before
said
you
that.
Said, like, the Playboy wax, I would never wax that, so.
No, laser.
Laser. Okay. And when women have female incontinence, I had an invention to cut a circle out of a sponge and then cut a little circle inside and then put it around the penis. So, like, when she pees, it doesn't get everywhere.
Right, but wouldn't you have to kind of be on the downstroke?
Well, like, you know, when she's having an orgasm, have them, like, stay, you know, pretty close.
Right. That it's not a bad call. Seems like a fair amount of work.
Yeah, it's not going to not be
it's not going to mop
enough.
Up too much. I mean,
maybe just a cork with around the penis.
Huh? Maybe a cork. Well, basically, like, because a few days ago, some guy called and
Well, listen, hold on. What if you made a bracelet out of sponge and then you stood in front of my windshield when I hit the sprayer? How much of that do you think you'd grab while it was airborne?
Well, if he was really close to her.
I
know,
see.
Like,
all right.
But also, when, like...
Most of these women do it, though, during oral sex.
So you say
make a necklace out of a sponge, or...
Put a sponge around his chin. Like, have his chin
hold the sponge up there with its chin, mm-hmm. and because the pee comes out further down than the clitoris.
All right. Hold on a second.
I got a question. Have you made one of these for yourself yet?
No, she hasn't. Listen, really I got to explain something about inventors.
And our callers, please.
Close your eyes and think of the three or four top inventors.
Yeah.
In historically.
Yeah.
Okay. Any chicks' names pop up? No. You want to know why? That's why. They're trying to perfect the penis sponge. Well, these guys are smashing Adam. You know how many broads worked on the
Manhattan
nuclear
Project.
Bomb, the Manhattan Project? Right. Close your eyes. Think about all the big inventions. Just close them. Think about it. Light bulbs, telephones. Think about it. You know what a chick invented? Liquid paper. You understand? That's the biggest chick invention, liquid paper.
Now there's the OB tampon.
Tampons and liquid paper. Those are the two biggest contributions by female inventors. And now the tongue sponge by Kimberly. All right, Kimberly. Well, you have a very bright future.
Yes, very bright.
Is that it?
Shouldn't you be in the lab saving humanity? I mean, do you really have time for this kind of show?
Well, no, I'm a mathematician. I don't have to invent stuff.
Mathematician.
My question is like
mathematician.
Well, like what do you think about like undergrads dating like somebody they have for a TA or a TA or something like? Do you think it's like inappropriate?
Yeah, how old's the TA?
24.
It's fine, but not when you're still in that class.
Okay.
All right?
Okay.
All right.
Okay, thanks.
You can talk about the Schrodinger equation together.
All right.
Yeah, okay, yeah. All right. Thanks.
Or this chin sponge.
All right. Oh, yes. She's quite a mind. I bet she's on a full scholarship over there at Santa Barbara. Patty?
Hi.
You're 43?
Yes.
What's up?
Well, I'm married to a man who's 31, and we've been together about 8 years since he was 22.
Mm-hmm.
And we got married in 99, and about a month after we got married, I found out that he'd been lying to me for at least 3 years, that he has all these fetishes.
Uh-oh.
What do you mean he was lying to you?
Like, he told me when we first got together he never wanted me to masturbate.
Mm.
We didn't have to do that. So we could have, like, a mutual masturbation or sex or whatever. But I would never, we weren't going to do that. So in 8 years, I've masturbated, like, twice. So then he would do things like, I found some stuff in a drawer and some bras and some things. And, there's somebody else's this and that. So we get married, and about a month after we get married, we have a big argument. And he packs some things to leave, and then he comes back and he puts the things on the bed, and I look through the bag and I find like a fake vagina thing.
Ooh.
Plastic.
Well, when you're hitting the road for a few days, staying in a motel, that's the first thing you pack.
Underwear. Women's underwear.
Chin sponge, fake vagina, check, tube socks.
Yeah,
let's go.
Right. That. Cups. Rubber.
Yeah.
Cut out.
Okay. Well, this guy's a piece of work.
He steals underwear from the laundry room downstairs from the neighbors.
Hey, Patty.
Yeah.
Here's the main question. You couldn't suss out that this guy was a piece of work. He doesn't give off. I guarantee you that if we stood next to this guy, the hair in the back of our neck would stand up. Why didn't you pick up on him?
I don't know. I've been
through a lot.
I've been through a lot, and I've been a real good, queen of the codependence. But
yeah, he's 12 years younger than you are. Didn't that already have a sort of an issue for you?
What was that?
He's 12 years younger than you are.
Uh-huh.
Wasn't that already kind of an issue?
I guess. I don't know.
Okay.
Did you have a bad marriage before, another marriage?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the guy was an alcoholic addict?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So you shouldn't be picking your guys.
No, I shouldn't.
This is a case for arranged marriages.
Arranged marriages. A pigeon could pick better guys.
As long as she's not from Georgia.
Come on, guys.
No, really, you'd have a better chance. You probably wouldn't get a cross-dresser, an alcoholic, or a drug addict.
Yeah, what you're finding... Ooh, I wonder if he is a cross-dresser. What you're finding attractive...
Yeah,
is
packing bras.
He wears... he'll put the clothes on.
I just thought he masturbates all this stuff.
And he masturbates, and pictures, and he cuts them all out, because he's manic-depressive, and he just... So I find a bunch of stash of stuff because he told me he was going to quit and go to counseling.
What pictures?
Does he wear your stuff?
Huh?
Does he wear your stuff?
He's stolen a few of my things, but he says he doesn't take my things because I'll notice.
Okay,
that's what he said.
He's got some stuff going on.
What pictures does he cut out?
He cuts out
pornos, but then he's stolen pictures from, I have a 20-year-old daughter.
Oof.
And he's stolen a picture of her friend and then cut out pictures of, like, vaginas and stuck them on the back. Or, like...
Oh, that perfectly normal, healthy behavior.
Oh, I know, and hiding it. And then when I find it red-handed, like, he made this thing.
Okay, hold... Oh, yeah? Tell
us. Like a toy, okay? Like a kid's stuffed toy.
Uh-huh.
Cut a hole in it and put rubber on the inside of it to masturbate with.
Mm-hmm.
And yet, with me, he's going to do me a favor if we have sex.
All right. Patty?
Yes.
What more do you need to know?
I guess
What's it going to take to get you out of this relationship?
Well, she's married. I have kids, a family.
Well, she has a kid from a previous relationship who's safely in prison. How many kids?
Adam.
I have two kids.
Two kids?
With him?
Well, a 20-year-old and a 15-year-old.
What's going on with that 15-year-old?
My 15-year-old is a boy, and he has his own... he's mentally ill,
What's he got?
Oh boy, he's got alphabet soup. He's got attention deficit, oppositional defiant disorder, obsessive compulsive.
Shocking.
Who would
have guessed?
Hyperactivity.
All right, listen, don't you let this kid hurt anybody. Has he already done that?
My son?
Yes.
My son? Yes.
He's already hurt people?
He's on a lot of medication, and that helps.
Good.
And I've had to have him put in a mental institution for 3 days.
Okay.
You know, psychiatric.
All right.
And I feel for her because she had to deal with her husband, but her son.
Yeah.
And the safety of her family.
To find any man who'll even put up with him.
Listen, your dad should be beaten with a pool cue.
My father?
Yes.
My father's dead.
Good.
Oh, you don't want to hear about my father.
No, we know. I know what a horrible, horrible...
His father committed suicide when he was 13 and came to him first.
His father did.
Right. My father, my grandfather.
The whole thing's a mess. I really like to take out the whole family with lethal injection. Listen. Wow. Here's what you need to focus on, Patty.
Mm-hmm.
This guy, this shell of a man you call your husband, this guy's a total wreck. Now, you got two choices. Either he gets into serious therapy or it's game off.
Well, when I found these things, I put him out.
All right, good. Good.
That's it. I can't live
good.
Like
that. All right, that's fine.
You worry about your 15-year-old son.
That's
fine.
And that 20-year-old daughter, does she have any kids?
No.
Oh, good.
She lesbian?
Nope.
Well, she didn't say anything.
No, she's not a lesbian.
Okay.
She will talk and tell men to go to hell.
Good.
She didn't have sex until she was after she was like 18.
Good.
She finished high school. She's had college. She holds a job.
First one in the family. Look,
I have a college degree.
Don't let her get pregnant. I'm not talking about junior college. I'm talking about real college.
She's not going to get pregnant, no.
All right, good.
She hates men.
Good.
She talks about how she thinks none of them will, maybe some...
Lesbian.
All right. Do you hear how families work, everybody? Do you hear about great-grandfather killed himself in front of grandfather? Grandfather gives birth to Patty over here.
Abuses the crap out of Patty.
She hooks up with a long line of alcoholic substance abusive guys. Gives now her... What's her kid... defiance.
Oppositional defiance.
He's 15. He's crazy. He's out of control.
He'll be right back.
All right. We'll take a break.
Love Line. 1-800-LOVE-191. Back in a minute.
Hi, this is Jenna Jameson, Starlet of the Year, and nothing makes me hotter than listening to Love Line with Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew.
Yeah, she does love that Drew. I'll tell you, she loves Drew. She sent Drew a bouquet of flowers.
Aww.
Drew was too scared to bring it home and didn't his wife to kick his ass. Well, really, he was on the verge of getting his balls back from his wife, and he didn't want to blow the deal, so he didn't want to bring any flowers home. Ron Lester's our guest tonight. He is from Popular on the WWWWB Friday night, 9 o'clock. Drew and I just went to the bathroom together.
Oh, my God. We were standing talking. Did you hold me there intentionally, or I just was walking by?
I want you to get a little shot of that asparagus urine.
I mean, almost knocked me over.
Really?
I thought an animal coming in and like peed all over the wall.
Let me ask you.
Had a whole thing of asparagus and garlic where I left.
I've had a couple of girls that told me when I was in Atlanta. They said, you know, if you're getting a BJ or something. What we should do is do things like eat like a lot of pineapple.
Yeah.
Or
yeah.
something like that. I mean, is that true?
No.
We hear about it all the time. I'll tell you something about, I don't know about the seed, but I'll tell you something about
the urine.
The urine. You can foul it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You just, you fouled it, man.
Now, I don't know.
You fouled it. You shanked it.
I don't know if you're in. I don't know if you can make it good, but you can sure make it bad.
Oh, I will attest to that. You especially.
This is not. Yeah,
this is where all the wish you had to be able to create good fart
right.
has gone into your pee.
This is not just some radio nonsense no. here either.
I almost knocked me over.
I didn't say a word. I just took a leak and started heading back, and Drew was taking a leak. We peed simultaneously, and he turned the corner, and he went, "Holy Christ, what happened?" What happened?
Yeah.
How often do people comment
about pee?
On your urine?
Yeah. And, yeah. And I was not just like, it was not a passing comment.
No.
No, he didn't carry it.
Foul. Gary, you're 18. What's up?
Well, mm-hmm. I've been dating this girl for about 6 months now.
I see.
And for the past month and a half, we've been having sex, and I've been urinating in her.
Hmm.
Intentionally?
No. I can't. I mean, I tried to stop it, but I can't.
You mean after you ejaculate?
Yeah.
After you ejaculate?
Yeah.
Wow. Just moments?
While I'm still going.
Moments? Oh, wait a minute. Moments after you ejaculate, urine comes out?
Yeah.
Or before you ejaculate, urine comes out?
It's after. A little after. I mean, while I'm doing.
Why do you seem confused by those questions?
Huh?
I'm confused by all questions, I guess.
Yeah. This may be bogus.
No, it isn't.
No, it isn't?
No.
All right, let's keep all going. Right. Let's keep going.
So, why don't you pull out when you ejaculate, and that way you won't have to urinate in her?
Well, I tried that, and it just, when I pull out, it just keeps on. It keeps going.
Yeah,
what keeps going?
Wait a minute. How are you peeing inside her if you're pulling out?
It kind of like comes out when if I'm pulling out, it kind of like starts coming out.
So what?
So you pee on her then, right?
I pee on her. I pee inside of her.
Right.
Just, that means if you pee inside her, it means you ejaculate into her. You're not wearing a condom?
No.
Why don't you wear a condom and that'll catch the urine? Or use the penis sponge, one of our brilliant female callers came up with just moments ago.
What is it?
No, the condom. Why not wear a condom?
Put a condom on, Gary.
You'll never be able to buy it. Don't worry about it. Just
how about that?
All right.
Gary, were you in a motorcycle accident or something? Is there something wrong with you?
No.
Do you track normally? Are you able to understand questions and answer them?
Yeah.
Everything fine?
Yeah.
What are you doing? Are you working or are you going to junior college?
I'm working.
Where do you work? Around metal?
No.
What do you do?
At White Castle.
You work at White Castle.
What's that?
It's like a burger place.
Yeah.
East Coast, North.
Restaurant.
Yeah. All right, buddy. How's the big picture in life going? You got plans for the future?
Yeah.
What are you going to do?
Besides be a daddy because you're not wearing a condom.
You're going to go to college?
Yeah.
Yeah, but really, what if you get this girl pregnant?
Then I'm going to have to marry her.
Mm. Well, how about...
But planning a little bit.
How about looking down the road just a little bit, just a couple hundred yards, you know? Like, you're going to get this girl pregnant.
Yeah.
And then you're going to be screwed because you're not making any money.
No, it sounds to me like he actually wants to get her pregnant.
No, I don't know if Gary is, like, bogus or a retard or... What is a deal is?
I think when you're going down the head injury path, that was the way to go.
Really?
Yeah.
Gary?
Yeah.
Are you of average intelligence?
Yeah. I'm above average.
Are you?
Yeah.
Well, that's at White Castle, but I mean outside of White Castle. Sure, you're a Rhodes Scholar at White Castle, but I mean once you leave the hallowed grounds. Yes.
I'm practically a genius.
Really?
Yeah. I taught myself how to write in cursive before I start kindergarten. I knew how to do sign language. I spoke a different language before I started school.
Right, yeah. Right. But maybe you're kind of Rain Man-esque. Got a little Rain Man in you?
Definitely, definitely.
No.
Okay. Hey, Gary, why aren't you going to college if you're a genius?
Well, I don't have enough money, right?
Yeah, but a genius should figure out a way to make money. I mean, get a scholarship.
That's, That's what I'm doing.
Okay,
I
mean, buddy.
I got stuff on the side I'm doing.
What are you planning to study when you go to college? Wait a minute. What are you planning to study when you go to college?
Get my PhD.
In what?
Cheeseburgers.
Psychology.
All right. Hey, Gary.
What are you going to study when you go to college, though? Wait. What are you going to study when you go to college?
Psychology.
You want to study a course on primarily major in psychology?
Yeah.
Okay. How about in high school?
I'll leave the guy alone. I'm done. Gary, a genius would not have sex with his girlfriend without using protection.
All right?
Yeah.
So you may just downgrade yourself to extremely intelligent. Okay?
All right,
buddy. You know what I love about today's society? Everyone's a genius.
They just declare it.
Even the retards are geniuses. I really think it's the average. I blame Madison Avenue. Everyone's great. Everyone's special. What's that?
Can't communicate with them. How could that be?
Well, you ever try to sit down and talk to Einstein about condoms? You know what I mean? All geniuses, historically, not good socially. Sit down and be able to carry conversation.
But this was not that.
No, that was that kind of genius. Super, super genius. You're talking about 135, 140 IQ. I'm talking about 170, 180 range. White Castle range. You understand me?
With cheese.
That's right. That's right.
Oh, my God.
Steve?
Yes?
You're 19.
Yes.
What's up?
Well, I want to come out to, my friends and my family, but, I'm in the military and the Boy Scouts, and I just, it's kind of a hairy situation.
So what's the hurry?
What's the hurry?
Yeah.
Well, he's 19.
Well, yeah, what's the hurry?
He's been gay for a while. He wants to come out.
Well, but he's got some things, a lot of circumstances that will be great chaos for him.
How's the scout? What are you doing with the scouting at 19?
I'm an assistant scoutmaster with my troop.
I see.
And, that's just kind of, I guess I could give that up, but,
yeah,
the military, what they won't. They kind
of... Is it an issue for the military?
Well, I don't know what they're going
to
do.
Well, the military doesn't want you to tell them either way, right?
Right.
None of their business. Don't ask, don't tell.
So the military doesn't want to know. The Boy Scouts will make an issue out of it. How your family feel about it?
Well, they'd probably flip out, but they'd get over it.
Right.
Are they very religious?
My family isn't, but some of my friends are, and they might take offense to it, but...
Yeah, but you can... Your friends can get... You can get new friends. It's your family that you don't want to lose.
Right.
Yeah. What... you like your parents?
Yes, I did.
Are you out of the house?
Not yet.
Yeah.
I got a basic training and stuff.
Okay. So. Here's the rule with coming out of the closet. You have to have a closet. It can't be your dad's closet. You can't come out of your dad's closet and freak him out.
You got to come out of your own closet.
I think, personally, you should probably take some time to think about what you're thinking about doing.
Yeah.
One, you just got over a very traumatic thing and an uplifting thing in your life, and that was boot camp. Okay? Unless you're just dying to make a change and make your life more stressful, I would just let it ride. And then later on in life, just...
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, what's the hurry? I understand you want people to know you for who you are, in fact, but if you believe these people are going to react negatively, you need to have a separate support system of your own. You need to be independent and self-sufficient. Establish all that, and then go ahead and tell them. That's fine.
I think,
by the way, when did your sexuality become who you are?
Yeah.
That's the part that kind of drives me nuts about all forms of sexuality and nationalities. I don't like everyone clinging to this. I don't like all the pride parades. I don't like all the pride days. I don't like them nationalistically, and I don't like them through sexual proclivity.
Well, didn't you announce to your parents what you were doing at 15?
Yes, I told him I was going to be the first pirate astronaut.
No, and I sexually, still mean it. Sexually.
Oh, yes, I told him I was a jacketarian, which is a new religion, where I cry in my room and masturbate. I clung to that through high school. Now, my folks who are Catholic were very disappointed when they found out about the jacketarian, and then some of the things that went along with that. The holy jack bib. The shroud of spoon. There's many, many things that went along with that. I didn't expect them to understand. Steve? Steve, don't say anything until you move out, and then you make all the announcements you want, right?
Okay.
All right, and one other quick thing. What about being in the Army and being attracted to men and seeing a lot of, young albeit stupid, but young, good-looking guys next to you in the bunks. Did that do anything for you?
Well, actually, most of my platoon was kind of ugly, so...
Right, but, you know, you got to see them naked and stuff, right?
Yeah.
And do anything for you?
Well, that's kind of a hairy situation. It was just,
yeah. Well, yeah. You liked it a little bit, right?
Of course.
Okay. All right, I'm telling you.
You just wanted to know that.
Okay. Yeah. I know we're running late for break, but let me just say something about the gays. You gays, you say it all the time. I say, listen, if I were gay, I'd be hanging out at the gym. Now, look at most gay guys with their shirt off. Where do they live? The gym. Go to the gym. Go at 2 o'clock. Go at 2 in the morning. Go at 2 in the afternoon. Go to the gym. See who's hanging out there. Gay guys. Why? Because they get to look at great-looking guys naked, and I don't blame them. If I could go into the woman's locker room, I would move into the goddamn gym. I'd be there 3 hours every day. There wouldn't be a day that I wasn't at the gym, and I would be chilling in that female locker room. Now
you'd be espousing the jacketarian.
Well, I'll be honest. I've never had a guy come after me.
Really? Well,
dude, look at me.
How's he gonna find your asshole?
I can't reach the popsicles in the back of the fridge.
So well now, but now that you've lost the weight.
Oh, I didn't think about that.
You'd be handing out the book.
But you know, I do have a cute ass, so whatever.
You're going to get passed around. Yeah. You're going to have the HIV before the night is out. We'll take ourselves a break. We'll be back after this.
Hello. This is your radio. Loveline will be right back.
Dave. Loveline. Ron Lester's our guest tonight. You know him from Varsity Blues and Popular. Friday nights, WB, 9 o'clock. A couple of movies. When are the movies coming out?
I'm thinking October.
Not a teen movie.
Not a teen movie and Unleashed.
It'll come out in October, so you can look
with Simon Rex and Jamie Presley. Jamie Presley's in both of them, so.
Jamie? Yeah.
Jamie Presley.
Yeah. Right.
Love her. She's like the greatest girl to work
with. Jamie, the one you called crazy, Adam?
She was, I did call her crazy, but she came on this show just a few weeks back and was a complete delight.
Yeah.
Love her, dude.
Yep.
Yeah. She's nice.
Great to work with, too.
Cynthia?
Uh-huh.
You're 25?
Hi. Yes. I have a question for Dr. Drew.
Mm-hmm.
My boyfriend and I have been fooling around with, like, a penis pump, and it's been all good, but now he's gone into ball pumping. He went on a website and he got this like larger cylinder, and he gets some huge. I mean,
huh? What?
Huge.
Never heard of the ball pump.
Never heard of that.
But I imagine you'd be more have more success.
Yeah, because
with that than the penis.
Why?
Because you can pull lymphatic and lymph and blood and everything in there. And it's not good.
And see, he does wet and then dry. I mean, there's like two different things. If you do it dry, it's harder to get out and you can bruise. But if you do it wet, it's
slide out.
Slippery.
I mean, you put like hot water into it.
Uh-huh.
And then you pump.
Can't this guy just put his whole body in some kind of like decompression chamber or something so he can just pump his entire, you know, every appendage? I mean, doesn't that bother you just a little bit that the guy's into the penis and ball pump?
I'm telling you right now, it's bothering me. That's why I'm calling, because they're so huge. I mean, it's not even fun to play with.
They're just swollen up, though, basically.
Oh, it's like, he'll have to do it Friday, and it will go down maybe Monday morning.
Can I ask, can you get blue balls from that?
I don't think so, but you can get yourself into some trouble. You can get torsion and all kinds of good stuff.
That's what I was asking about. Also, now they're hanging. He's been doing it for maybe like a month.
Yeah.
They've been hanging lower now.
Well, he's stretching the scrotum out.
Do the math, yeah.
Okay,
what?
Yeah. Why is the question.
Why?
You know what? That's what I ask him. I mean, like I said, it's all fun experimenting, but I don't know why he's doing it.
Yeah. He's got some energy.
He's got some serious issues.
Yeah.
So what do you think I should do?
I think you ought to run. Yeah. I really do. You're not married to this guy?
No, and he's 10 years older.
Yeah. He's a 35-year-old guy. He's toying around with the ball pump.
And see, the thing is, he brought out the penis pump, and I'm like, oh, okay, you know, blah, blah, blah.
Does that work? I mean, seriously,
no.
You know what? Honestly, that's what the guy asked. It doesn't make it longer. It makes it thicker.
Right.
And then the guy is...
Temporarily.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Just like the nuts are swollen up.
But like all toys. It's fun to play with occasionally, but you know what I mean?
Yeah, what's fun in it for you? Really?
more of just like a new exciting thing.
Yeah, but he's deadly serious about this, Cynthia.
Yeah, but see, that's what I'm saying. He did the penis bump, and I said, okay, fine, blah blah blah. Well, next
this is the way women think about men.
He's bringing
Hang
it
on
back
a second. Women they go through a delusion about men. They think, oh, isn't that fun? He's so cute.
Yeah.
This is just the way guys are. No, this guy is deadly serious about this. He is game on. This is what he's into.
He's not.
I know, but I had a friend of mine who there's like some magazine called like Taboo or something like that. They actually show pictures of like women who like enlarge like their clit for real.
Yeah, but they do it with medication.
Yes. Well, no, like they use solution. Like they take a needle and they.
Oh, nice, very.
You
nice.
Know,
all right, so
I'm just saying, does that do anything? I mean,
no.
I don't understand. It's, I mean, like the pump thing and stuff. I mean, like how
they're all a mess, Cynthia.
Yeah,
this guy's a piece of work. You know it. Don't have kids with this guy. Don't get engaged to this guy. Run the other way. He's a piece of work, and it's not just a ball pump. He's a screwed up individual.
All right,
baby.
Right.
Thanks,
guys.
It's never just in one area.
Ball pump.
Take it from three guys who don't use
pumps.
Two guys who confirm don't use the ball pump, and possibly a third who does not use. Yes, Ron.
I don't use.
Ron does not. Now we've now learned
we've
that
established
Ron
confirmed. Established
ball
it. Yes.
Pump.
Damn it.
This guy screwed up. Okay, let's take ourselves a little break. Ron Lester's our guest. We'll be back after this. Everybody. Well, we got off to a little bumpy start, but as usual, people went to sleep, tuned out, took the pressure off, and we smoothed right on out for a nice, easy landing here.
Jeez.
Love that. Well, we're going to take a little extended break, maybe 22 hours or so, but don't worry, kiddies. We'll be departing tomorrow night, 10 o'clock. I want to thank Ron Lester for coming in here tonight.
Appreciate y'all having me back, guys.
Look for his new movies coming out soon.
I'll come back
and
if you're in Blink's up here, yeah?
Oh, I'd love to come back up when you're here.
Yep, of course.
Y'all mind?
No, not at all.
Okay, tell me, when are they going to be here?
We don't know.
That's
it's not up to the board yet.
More good radio.
Dude, right? God.
June sometime.
Yeah, I'm here.
All right. Okay, Ray. Are you done, Drew? Yeah. Timing in there? Yeah. Thank you, man. Just about out of the show. Had to take a few seconds.
Guys,
you need a few more seconds.
Can I just say this real quick before y'all cancel me out?
Sure.
I love you guys, man. I'm serious. I can't count how many times we've done this show together, but I got to tell you, each time I do this, I have a newfound respect for each and one of you, you know, and I appreciate y'all letting me come back. I'm serious.
Well,
I mean,
thanks.
This is really one of my favorite gigs to do.
Oh, wow.
Well, thanks, and we feel the same way about you.
Especially if you're driving really home drunk that night. Dude.
Oh, yeah. The Baton Death March with me loaded after the Academy Awards party.
Nice.
So until next time, this is Adam Crow for Dr. Drew saying mahalo.
Get two chicks in the same bed. Do them.
This has been Loveline. The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Wilkins Engel. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.